Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody. Good evening. And I'm Stuart. And we got Larry on board tonight also for a major update. Things are starting to cook over there in the Middle East, lies, double cross, whatnot. And it appears that Putin has decided to move some nuclear missiles to the border of the EU, and that does not bid too well, I guess, for the future. Anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Doing good. Thank you.
Yeah. What do you make of all this? I've got several articles, and one from that ne'er-do-well Sorcha Fall. But it seems to be verified. It says Russia moves ICBMs to the EU border after recording confirms Pentagon coordinated the ISIS attack. What's your take on what's going on? I know you follow that real close.
Well, you know, I'd had already a couple of reports about Russia moving nuclear weapons, not only in Russia and off the Ukraine, but also up towards the Baltic states. And then this one come out by, Sorcha Fall and just laid out some more of it. And so it does appear that with accuracy, you can say that Putin is moving some nuclear options around. And what's interesting is that it's a very mysterious scenario that's been playing out in Aleppo, of all places, Aleppo, Syria, because, you know, recently, and we talked about it, we had the air attack on what was reported originally as being the Syrian army and, Hezbollah forces. But then Israeli News Live is now reporting that some information was held back. That air attack, U.S.-led coalition attack, which the U.S. admitted to, actually struck and killed Russian, Iranian, and Syrian forces there at Aleppo that was trying to retake Aleppo. Now, that really caused a problem because immediately there are reports that Putin finally retaliated after two or three days of pretty much being quiet and just calling for the U.N., to look into it. Putin struck back, and most recently the report coming out from five or six different news agencies, Arab and the Arab Press, Debka File, I could just name a number of them, have reported that Putin's bomber struck a location, a headquarters location, a secret location, that had in it U.S., Turkish. There was also reportedly some possibly NATO and also Mossad agents that were working the rebel side of this conflict and took some of that out. And now, according to today, and this is September the 27th, Tuesday, Russia and the Iranians and the Syrians have moved a major attack onto Aleppo. And the last I've heard in the last few hours, they have taken a large portion of that city of Aleppo in Syria away from the U.S.-led rebel forces.
So we are basically at war then with Russia. And I remember you and I talked about the fact that if we took out a certain area, or Israel did, or whatever, whoever did it, and they took out Russian military forces, that Putin would almost have to declare that as an act of war, because essentially it is an act of war. So,
well,
if, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that, well, as soon as this happened, Putin called for an emergency meeting of the UN over the Syria conflict. They had the meeting, which there was no successful truce any longer, and the UN adjourned. Russia immediately began its massive bombing campaign of Aleppo, and now today the a large Russian, Iranian, and Syrian force has moved into Aleppo and taken quite a bit of it. So they are moving, really they're beginning to move the rebels away from Aleppo and back into the area that apparently Turkey has seized, you know, in northern Syria.
So is there any more news about the Golan activity? Because I would think that would be stepped up as well. But what I guess what I fear more than anything is that here we are coming up on the Jubilee year, which we enter actually, you know, we're in the 49th year. We enter the final 50th year, October. I'm basing it, of course, from 1967, and then you go back to 1917 and the kind of the Jubilee jumps that we proved out in the Omega Code that are occurring. So this would tend to confirm what Eli Rip and the other Bible Code experts have said about a possible nuclear war, crossing it over, and your friend that we had on air here not too long ago, he ran a bunch of Bible Codes, and wasn't he the one who found that Obama and a nuclear war crossed, if I recall correctly?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Barry Rothman.
Yes.
Know, he's a rabbi that lives in Florida. Yes, he did. He ran nuclear war codes and found Obama right in the middle of them. And, you know, of course, Russia was involved, and you know, a number of nations were involved, Israel. And this thing is what's interesting, as you mentioned, off of Golan there, Russia was supposed to begin a attack down on the rebels along the Golan, or the Israeli border there with Golan, and that's been apparently postponed for a short time. However, there are reports that Putin is now, because of the intelligence that leaked out, that they had also killed some Mossad agents in, with the U.S. and other forces there in that headquarters assisting the rebel forces. Putin's looking at Israel like, maybe you're not an ally. So, you know, things biblically are beginning to shift.
Yeah, I've been hearing reports from people who are saying that America is Gog, and then, of course, that would make Obama, America would be Magog, and Obama would be Gog. But biblically, I can't buy that. I can't buy that at all because of the way Ezekiel 38 and 39 read. We can prove conclusively that America is Babylon the Great and New York City is the great city Babylon. We can also prove through Jeremiah and Isaiah and Revelation that America is taken out by a surprise nuclear attack. And there are a lot of other reasons why America could not be Magog from the land of, or I've got it reversed, but the land of Magog and Obama being Gog, that's not a possibility scripturally. So I don't know where they're all coming up with this. I know some little kid over there had a vision, and that's what he said. But, you know as well as I do that a lot of these visions are lies. They aren't true. And it seems to me that this might be a flip-flop in order to confuse people as to really who is who. But I guess it's going to have to play out, and we're going to find out. I've always thought that it was NATO that went in and took over for the United Nations, Israel, basically, and through the Vatican takes over the Temple Mount and all of that. I mean, to me, that's been a long-standing belief of my own, anyway, that it would be the West that ultimately went in there, and that, of course, would upset Russia and her allies as well. So it does look like we're shaping up here for the Gog-Magog battle. Is there any more news on Isaiah 17 and the taking out of Damascus? Could this Aleppo thing have anything to do with that, do you suppose? I mean, once the fighting starts, and it appears that, how do we say it, Putin, why would he be moving nuclear missiles to the border?
Well, now, what's interesting, we do know that Putin already has nuclear forces in the Mediterranean. You know, he's got subs there and ships and also missile cruisers. He's got land-based, what you call tactical nukes in the battlefield in Syria. Now, what's interesting to me, and I'll circle around to that, what's interesting to me is a FARS news agency report that just came out. You know, we discussed the other day Camp Lejeune, all the Marines going on alert and being recalled for possible deployment. And I've got a FARS news agency report that came out yesterday, says U.S. deploying forces in 7 bases in northern Syria. Bases, and I'm not going to read the names of them, but they're all northern Syria locations. So what it appears what we're seeing here is Turkey has taken with its tank forces and land-based forces a section of northern Syria, including a number of towns, you know, the Kurds had and all. And now it looks like, if this is accurate, the U.S. is moving its troops into those locations. Now you've asked me about Damascus. Is it by chance that there's going to be a greater invasion, possibly by NATO and Turkey and the U.S., that's going on behind the scenes and we haven't really noticed it? And if that happens, the only way they will remove Assad, basically, is to completely take out Damascus, which is his capital, you know. And, of course,
yes,
any weapons and et cetera that Assad has, including chemical weapons that he's still got left, will be in that region. And Israeli intelligence has already reported and you know, that there are chemical weapons and biological weapons still in his possession in the Damascus area, and the fact that the UN has now found traces of chemical weapons in Assad's laboratories there in Damascus. So it could point towards Damascus, and, you know, it may not be Israel. It could be NATO that takes out Damascus, but I don't know that.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really say, and it could be anybody who blames everybody else. I mean, you know, you do something and blame somebody else for it is kind of a time-honored war tactic, and it appears to be going on right now. Any news from Netanyahu on any of this? Now, if he was sending Mossad troops or intelligence officers over there, and they were running contrary to the Russian wishes, I guess if I was Putin, I would feel the same way. That's sort of a betrayal as well.
Well,
so
Stuart, you've got to be aware that, you know, Mossad can play both sides. They can work intel on the Russians and Iranians, and they can work intel on the U.S. and Turkey, and they can do it all at the same time. So when you say Mossad and claim that they're linked up with a certain group, you don't know who they're looking at and telling on. I mean, they're a very mysterious organization, probably the best in the world.
Well, they may have even been sent in there to spy on what we were doing and feeding that intel over to Putin. Who knows? You know, the intrigue of war. But
yeah, you don't know.
Like, I guess my greatest concern is that he is evidently, if these all these reports are true and they seem to be confirmed, again, why would he be moving nuclear weapons over to the border? He has said before that this missile shield is not a defensive posture for NATO or the United States. This missile shield that they claim is for defensive purposes, and he claims Iran and I guess in a few other places were the excuses I heard when they were moving those things over there. Putin says this is more of an offensive operation. And we do know that Zabrinksd, I can't think of his name now, his doctrine was encircle Russia and then take her out. And certainly Putin must know all about that.
Yeah, that's Brzezinski.
So, yes, Zabrinksd, that's right. So when we have something like that going on, which has now basically been the war hawks or the neocons in Washington have evidently embraced it, this is maybe taking out Assad is just a sideline operation for them. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Stuart, you mentioned why would he begin to move his nukes towards Europe? And remember, some of these rumors started, some of the NATO nuclear weapons were reportedly being moved to Europe, and especially Romania. And you remember that started, and then all of a sudden that turned into a black hole. What happened to the NATO arsenal there? It's a big blackout, and you and I have talked about that. Now, there were some other scattered reports reporting that possibly Obama administration was going to begin to move nuclear weapons into Europe, who for a while, I don't guess, has carried that burden. But this may be a move, you know, if Obama and NATO is making major moves in that direction, this may be Putin's blocking portion of the game.
Well, we also know that this a lot of the forces and the wars and skirmishes have taken place around the oil line operation. And ultimately,
yeah,
probably this is an energy war more than it is anything else. But it does appear to be getting more and more hot, and we do know, of course, that Albert Pike's World Wars seems to be right on schedule. So, I don't know. We could be on the verge. One of the reasons I wanted to have this report tonight is that this thing can happen overnight. I mean, we could wake up tomorrow morning and they're at it. So it is a very serious thing. In fact, all the articles that I've found on it say that this is far more serious than anybody really realizes. And Putin himself said basically the same thing. Don't you people realize where this is going, basically paraphrasing him? And I remember Obama making a comment that, well, I can't stop World War III if it starts, which indicates to me that the rulers are being ruled over by an unseen hand.
Well, I was just going to say, let me add two things, and you've got a little information on that, I think. There's been a recent report in the last few days that the Israeli Defense Forces are now prepared for a major attack on their northern border, the Golan, and Gaza, which actually is ISIS-Hamas combination, that Israel is prepared for a two-front war almost immediately. I mean, they're calling up forces now, and I think you've got information on that. But what's telling, you know, with this happening in the background at the very same time, China sent a formation of 40 warplanes and most people don't know this. This is not being reported on our news, but Yahoo reported it. China sent 40 warplanes towards Japan, and Japan had to launch their jet fighters to counter this. And so this is being played all across the world in different locations, not to even mention North Korea.
Yeah, this is playing out the Armageddon script. And it looks to me like that's exactly what they're going to do, because it would spread the United States so thin militarily, we wouldn't be able to do anything anywhere. And so, yeah, this can get really dicey real quick. And when you think about all of the war rhetoric, it's climbing to a degree we haven't seen for a long, long time. And this is usually what happens just before major conflict. And the other thing that bothers me is that we have this inside story, we don't know if it's true or not, of a reset, a global reset, and an IMF announcement of a global currency that will come out the 30th. And we'll probably hear about it, but maybe we won't, because we don't know if it's true or not. But we do know what Lagarde said, that there was going to be a reset. She's been mouthing that for quite a while. And usually we're following a pattern. And what did you think, by the way, of the Trump-Hillary debate? The pattern seems to be that we're going to have an economic debacle, I guess one could call it, just before the election. And I know that Trump has repeatedly said we have very little time. And he mentioned a bubble, and that the bubble was going to burst, and we have very little time. And he said that I don't know how many times. We have little time, folks. We have little time. So
maybe he
knows
that
they're going to pull us.
Yeah, he repeated that last night on the debate. He said the very same thing, and it sounded more urgent when he repeated it. And what was interesting that I noted spiritually, basically, is that, of course, Hillary, when you're dealing with Hillary, you're dealing with Hillary, the Clinton Foundation, mass media, and the establishment. And Trump came against this think tank group, basically trying to use the morality, direction of morality, which left them totally unfazed. Nobody was interested in morality. It was so amazing. And nobody else may have seen that but me, but I saw it very clearly that Trump approached with his questions using leaning towards the morality. And I thought, well, if God is judging and weighing America, wow, what a letdown. And what's interesting, too, you mentioned September the 30th. This weekend, which same time frame, we're looking possibly at a shutdown of the U.S. government. I didn't know if you knew that, but I figured you did. And then also the Dutch bank, the main bank in Germany in the EU, has gone under in a certain degree that Merkel says she's not going to support it or help it to get through this. So we do have a really funding crisis worldwide when that begins to happen, and who knows which way this will go, but we're right at the end of the month.
Yeah, I think we're getting very, very close, and Deutsche Bank, a lot of people don't realize, is interconnected with all the other major banks. So once one goes, if they're not going to prop it up, then they're going to resort to confiscation of private wealth, which means savings and that sort of thing. And if that fails, down they all go. You said you saw something tonight. Was that tonight that you saw this thing by the sun?
Oh,
when
yeah, late
that?
This evening. Yeah, this my time about, it was about 5:30, I guess. The sun was beginning to go down, had lots of chemtrails, kind of heavy. And, you know, I've noted all this globe-looking things on the internet that people have been taking photographs of, and nobody knew what really was, and And, you know, I've seen them on the internet, but I was just sitting in the chair out of the way of the sun because the sun was really bright going behind the chemtrails. And all of a sudden to the left of the sun, which would be the kind of a southwest of the sun, and up just a little, I saw a really strange-looking chemtrail, and it was glowing like a rainbow, but it looked more brown and yellow and maybe a little green in it. And I thought, wow, that is pure chemicals. I thought, pure a chemtrail. Then I began to look closer, and it seemed to have a rounding shape or a circular shape to it. And I got up and went to the window and looked closely, and there was a globe-like thing in those chemtrails where it was split, and I could see it in the sky. And I ran, grabbed my camera, took a few pictures. I don't know if they're any good or not, but then in just a few minutes, I watched it fade, and you couldn't see it anymore at all. You could see through it almost to some degree. It was very light, but it was in that chemtrail glow. And it looked circular, round, globe, like a planet or something. But I can't tell you what it was, but it was in the chemtrails behind them, and it kind of showed through for a few minutes.
Hmm. Well, there are more and more pictures, and the problem, of course, with YouTube is there's so much disinformation and misinformation. Nobody knows what's real or what isn't, I guess. I don't know how you determine some of that. What else have you got? Anything major other than the Syrian conflict going on? Anything on your heart you want to warn people about?
Well, I was also something was really interesting. It appears that they are using this election in America, and I'm beginning to believe that a lot of this election in America is a smokescreen, a cover for what's going on worldwide, militarily and financially behind the scenes. I mean, it's just a kind of a feeling that what we're seeing on the it's almost like the debate. It's stage, and everybody's tuned into it, and then that's all the media reports on, basically. And really, you got to dig, even on the internet, to get nuggets of real information that's what's going on out there militarily and financially.
Yeah, I haven't seen hardly excuse me, anything about any of this Syrian buildup, basically on American news. It's like it doesn't exist. I mean, there may be a little blip here and there, but that's about all there is to it. So it does make you wonder, what are they, you know, they're going to have to blindside the American people if this reset actually takes place. It was stated that there might be a mention on major news that a world currency would be announced. If anybody hears that, email us right away and let us know, enigma@trueinsight or Larry's website, and let us know, because if you hear that, then that is probably a true insider report. And it won't seem to make any difference right away, but it will probably within 2-3 days. And now we have this Deutsche Bank thing, and that could be dominoes. I think they have to do it fairly fast, Larry. I think they've got to bring this whole thing together rapidly.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that if some of this does happen, we won't ever see that election. Obama will declare an emergency, and that's the end of that, and he rules.
Yes. And I'm beginning to wonder if Trump doesn't know that with some of the remarks he's making. In fact, he made one at the press conference. And we got very little time left because we only did it for 30 minutes, but he did say something about, well, he'd be moving into Pennsylvania Avenue anyway because he just invested in something there. So, I don't know. It seems like he knows something that nobody else does. Tell everybody where they can reach you, Larry, before we're off the air.
Yeah, the quickest way is LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay, I think I appreciate everybody listening, and do take heed that there's something going on. It's not good. Everybody feels it. Everybody knows, I think, subconsciously, something really nasty is heading our direction. Anyway, thanks for listening tonight, and we'll probably see you again tomorrow night. Night.